Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. If you are a celebration person, it's game day eve in Nebraska, 2 days away from Husker Cincinnati and Arrowhead. You had, oh no, there's the headsets again. Can't have that.
What is the deal there?
I don't know. We had that problem with when we had Sean on the show a week or two ago, and as you know, the headsets sometimes are not reliable. I don't know what happens to them overnight if the ghost comes in here and messes things up. But
hopefully that's not a harbinger. Harbinger.
You're using big words already. It's 6:02. You use the word harbinger. Why are we doing this? I've heard the word. I don't even know what a harbinger is.
I'll do it. Harbinger. I hope I used it correctly. I'm sure I did. While Bill Bush is getting situated.
But it's not his fault. The headset.
I didn't suggest that it was his fault.
Okay. Somehow the headsets get messed up here once in a while and causes problems, which is just delightful for the ears.
A harbinger is an indicator, a person or thing that announces or signals the approach of another. Hopefully a harbinger is, this is not a harbinger
okay.
of a bad show to come.
We're not going to have a bad show today. No way.
No. No chance.
That was not
Harbinger.
Bill's fault. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't my fault. It was technology's fault. Now we're good.
You got
big word, Steve.
I know. It scares me, Bill.
Make the face.
That word is frowned upon.
He used the word harbinger at 6:02 a.m.
Good job. It wasn't as good as the other day, but it was good.
Sometimes frowns change.
You get frowned upon.
There's different frowns sometimes. Frown. Yeah,
there are different frowns.
A lot of things are frowned upon.
Yeah,
thank
Hampton
you.
Inn drew our shark rebuke yesterday.
It did. We don't feel bad about that, by the way. There's no remorse about.
We were told
taking
it's supposed
shots.
To be open in
February. And then March. And then April. And then they went quiet.
They went quiet.
We just stopped guaranteeing dates, and now it's August 26th and still not open. We just want it to be open. We want to see life over there. We want to see people coming in the mill and walk through ourselves.
We don't even see workers going in and out anymore.
No, it is.
No, there's nothing going on.
Maybe they've given up.
Just put on pause. It's on. Permanent pause.
That'd be the best we saw for sale sign in the window tomorrow.
No. That would not be the best. It does. I didn't even look at the whole building until today. Like, it's a big, that has a lot of rooms.
And that's a big hotel. As we've said, they decided to put the sign up way early so people are confused. The sign is on.
See, did you guys know
rent a room at the Hampton Inn?
Did you know there's a sign over there, too?
On that side?
I'm not aware of that.
I did not know that. I did not know that.
Yeah, there's a sign on that.
So is it lit up as well?
What? Yeah. What street is that?
This is 11th Street. That's 11th Street. Yeah. This is O.
Oh, yeah. So it's,
that's why we're at 11th and O.
God.
It all comes together.
We're all neighbors
here. The crux.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Hampton's a neighbor of ours. Across the street. Neighborhood.
11th. So, that there's a Hampton Inn sign on 11th and O. And O Street.
Yes. Right where we're at. Same spot.
That needs to open. You're right.
It
I
needs
hadn't
to.
Even thought about it in terms of the mill.
They probably have a nice little breakfast in there.
I'm sure there will be.
We would definitely partake in that, give them a little review on the air when and if it ever opens to the public.
The breakfast at, and this place is called, I think it was called The Element, I think was the name of the hotel. It was just right next to where the wedding venue was at. And it was incredible breakfast.
Was it?
It was the same. As I used the word continental, but I don't know what I would describe it. It had biscuits and gravy, and this lady had an indoor griddle making pancakes. You came down to hot pancakes and biscuits and gravy. And then omelet. I mean, then eggs and shredded cheese and all. I mean, they had everything. It was
that
like
sounds awesome.
We had a plan. I was like, hey, maybe on Sunday after the wedding, we'll meet up with the Shinners and go out for breakfast.
Did you?
No, we're going right here in the hotel.
The hotel has better than anything.
There's nothing this good. Yes. It was all part of the package, too.
Did you Schindler's meet for breakfast?
Was it? We did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. The wedding you refused to come to.
Easy.
Yeah. That's okay.
No, you don't mean it that way.
It's all right. We'll have to.
We're not throwing hands this morning.
It'll be addressed. This will be addressed. There's fault all around. Fault all around.
Is it collective fault at all, or what?
Yeah, it's collective fault. Yes, I'm not going to push back on that. But I better pull the thumb right here than point the finger.
I got to do some of that.
I'm surprised. I drew a sharp rebuke. Yeah,
that was just for. I thought it'd be fun.
Yes.
I thought the listeners would enjoy
that. I tell you what, Bill has caught me and Sip both off guard this morning, because if you've been watching the show on YouTube since Memorial Day or so, Bill has been donning a bright orange or yellow shirt on the show today.
Carhartt.
We have a Carhartt.
This is not Carhartt.
Today you're in the full black jacket.
Yes. I like that, by the way.
It looks nice.
Yes. It's a Phil Knight item, I believe.
Is that Phil? It's a Nike.
Yes, Phil.
Whoosh is on your left.
There's Phil's.
From the Phil collection.
From the Phil collection, yes. My favorite shirt that's ever been worn on this show, which has been probably 8 to 10 times. It hasn't appeared for maybe a year, but was your Under Armour, but just half the logo.
Yeah, that'll come back.
The logo. It was the iron-on logo. And I mean, this was
you guys are so weird about
that. I love that,
shirt.
And you definitely got that like at the outlet mall.
I don't know where I got it.
When you get the iron on, so that one there is embroidered in. Got the iron on.
Half the logo's gone.
Half the logo is gone. And
but
you wore
the shirt was still good.
The shirt works.
Yeah. Shirt was
who
fine.
Needs the logo?
I agree.
The shirt works.
The shirt wasn't like threadbare.
No,
it was not. It was nice.
Yeah, you guys always made a thing of that.
But we did. It was funny to see that. You
it interests
it.
Me.
But if the shirt works, wear it. That's fine.
Yes. We have a serious conversation, though. So
we do.
We can get, if there's breakers out there that have the power of prayer, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, what's going on?
That was surgery this morning.
Oh, I did
this
not
morning?
Want to ask.
This morning, yeah. Yeah. So she's not happy. Last night, they know stuff's going on. This morning, it was just like she just knew. I swear, if you say human words, she understands, like, you're going in for surgery tomorrow morning. And then
did you have to say it?
I had to say it. I had to say it to her. So Laura's taking her down.
What time is the surgery, Bill?
Surgery should be sometime around 8 o'clock this morning.
She's going to be great.
Yeah. So it's a little
nervous. She's going to be great.
Not going to lie to you. It wasn't an easy night on us.
No.
I'm sure it wasn't.
Was not. No.
No, she's going to be great, though. She's going to be bounding around.
We got to get her leg back up and fixed. So, yes.
She'll be bounding around in no time.
Yes.
By the Michigan game.
No, well, not no. It's a lot longer recovery than that. Yes, really no bounding. No, we're looking for.
That's wishful thinking.
We really
though.
Like
I
to have a good Christmas, is what we'd like.
Okay.
That's kind of what we're looking at here. But
that wishful thinking. Yeah,
we'll get through it.
Well, thank you. Prayers up for
Sugar. Surgery this morning.
Oh boy.
Yes. Appreciate that. Also, if I could add to this one, the number I'm saying probably over in the hundreds of cards that my parents received.
Yeah.
From the Breakers.
They have
for their
one more away from the Sorensen house.
And but it's just incredible.
It's on and in the mail, actually.
And my dad just loves it. I talked about him last night. And he's saving them all. He starts saying comments.
Hundreds.
He starts commenting on them, who wrote, where they're from. And he goes, they say they're Breakers. And like that. My dad listened to the show, so he understood what Breakers are. But just, he said, and people have wrote notes. It's not just happy anniversary. They've all written notes inside the card.
God.
Yeah, so it's been.
Breakers.
Yeah. Imagine being that.
Thank you to the Breakers.
90 years old, and all of a sudden you get like, because like most of their friends have been gone for a long time. There's not a lot of like, no, they're high school buddies like that. They're not around anymore.
No.
And so to get Breakers to do that like that, it's pretty uplifting to a couple
to get
year
well,
70.
We hope more cards fly in for Ron and Sharon.
And 1113 Reddick Avenue. 1113 Reddick Avenue, 68729. Creighton, Nebraska.
Creighton, Nebraska.
Yes.
Keep the cards coming.
Yeah. So if they do
70 years of marriage,
they're very ecstatic about the cards they have received.
Well, think about that. Yeah. You get a card in the mail every day.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
That's kind of nice.
It'd be fun. Power of the written note.
Yeah.
Power of the written note.
Thank you, Breakers. Thank you, Bill, for letting the Breakers do that and send those cards to Ron.
That was uplifting. That was uplifting. Thank you.
It was.
Thank you.
Now I came in this morning and I saw on the chair to my left and to Sip's right. Box of items and some hats, and I did not put these here, so I had to believe it was Bill who did this. Bill,
I did.
What's the story? And well, what do you want to dig into first,
Jake,
the hats
just,
or the
just
box?
Talk, just start out with, I spoke to a seed group last night.
Yes.
In west of Beatrice.
Beautiful venue.
The venue, tell them about the venue.
I was there for a wedding last September, and I didn't even know it existed until last September. Like, this is a year ago. Yeah. Didn't know. It's west of Beatrice. It's like there's a pond out there. It's
outdoor seating.
I'm drawing gorgeous
a
set.
Like that sunny slope.
Countryside.
I'm not going to put you in a spot.
Countryside. Yes, countryside. I don't know why I'm all jacked up with that. But it was remarkable, and the owners live right there.
They live right next door.
And I was able to talk
right
to
next door.
Their son and daughter ran the event last night. It was incredible. And then all of a sudden I walked by there was like this lady bartender. I'm like, who are you? You're new. She goes, yeah, that's my husband. We own the place. And she was running the bar. He was there making sure everything was set up. His kids ran the rest of it. They were remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. And they helped us with the audio visual stuff. It was a wow.
It's a pretty big space too.
It is big.
It's sizable. With a nice outdoor area, too.
You see the cabin out back?
Yes.
They have a cabin.
It's a very cool. I'm like, this is Beatrice, man. Way to go.
And guess what else they put up? Two big basketball rim backboard so they can lower it down, and it turns into a full basketball court.
They know how to put on a party out there.
They do. And Pioneer Seed crushed it.
Okay, now, so that's what you were
Mike
speaking
Holtmeyer
to?
Had me out there. That was incredible. So he brought some hats. He brought us some hats.
Okay, we got the hats first. This is from Mike, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You were talking Pioneer. Seed last
talking
night?
Seed. You know, well, ag.
Yeah.
Ag. It's okay. Kind of what we do.
Which one would you guys like? Here's the option.
Yeah, I'll let Bill choose first.
Red and black there.
Well, I'm going to take the red and black one.
Okay.
Okay, then we got white and red or red and red. Sip, which one do you want?
You pick first.
Sunland Seed and Ella or the Huskers hat here.
You pick first. You're fine.
There you go. Thank you to Mike. That was an Ella hat. Sunland Farms for Sip.
I like
yes, yes.
That's cool.
Still a Pioneer-based system.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. It's nice. Right now, it's going extremely well. Corn.
and he's got he's already donned the hat.
So
that's what
you
do. That's what you do with hats. You wear them, Sip. You put them on when you
that's
get
the whole idea.
Oh,
you get, yes.
I had intel. I was texted in the morning yesterday saying, I'm going to see Bill. And I said, I didn't know Bill was speaking last night. And so I texted Bill and said, I have intel that you're speaking in Beatrice tonight. And he told me the space. But
he's based out of Friend.
This next, my friend, Alan from Friend.
He golfs with Jake.
I've golfed with Alan.
Jake's a little annoying in the golf thing because sometimes he gets very aggressive. If things don't go well, you can get upset.
Seth will tell you the same thing, but I feel the same way about Seth. He gets annoying. We it's collective annoying.
He really didn't complain, Jake. I kind of made that up a little bit. So
I have no problem.
For a fact,
Alan has taken me to a couple basketball games.
Mm.
Yeah,
he's a great
well
guy.
Healed.
He's a great guy. But Alan had told me for months he had these gifts ready for us, didn't have the right time to give them to us. And then when he saw Bill last night, it was apparently the right time.
So he was there.
He was
there. I've got a box here.
He was there.
Let's see what's in the box.
We have a lot of breakers there. Anyone that was there last night, please text in.
I see some engraved mugs.
Where do you see
this?
Okay. It's a Yeti mug.
All right, it says Precision Seed and Chemicals. And friend, that's what Alan did. Now look at the other side. It's a stool logo.
And our names
Jake,
are on
Steve
them.
And Bill.
Engraved into a Yeti mug.
You're kidding me.
No. It's an $80 mug.
God.
Check that out. Our names are engraved on the stool.
I'm going to put it in my truck, not even use it. Just add to the value.
Yeah, sure.
Just add to the value.
There's yours right there.
Look at that.
Yeah, I like it. That's super
nice.
Seriously. I don't even use Yeti things.
Oh, wow.
But this
will change your life. Stuff will stay hot or cold for...
Look at this. It's beautiful.
That's super
nice. Look at the logo on that.
Early break.
Alan.
I'm definitely putting that in my truck.
Personalized logo. Thank Alan.
This is my new coffee
good
cup,
man.
Yep. Al. And also like that. Extremely friendly. Talk about the right ability of like when... I saw him several times, didn't say a word. Then I walked around every table talking to somebody, you know? That's when he goes, "Hey, FYI." I'm like, "Oh, wow. I'll connect with you when we're all done." He waited, didn't say a word, walked out. I mean, just he has social skills at a high
level. Social awareness, social skills. It's important.
Alan
has them.
And then if they could text in, like, I didn't see a sign anywhere, the name of the caterers, because when the caterers came up when you got done, guess who they're great friends with? Bill Moose. The caterers are great. They went out to the ranch.
They did? You're kidding.
They went to the ranch. Bill Moose has been to their place. Bill Moose.
Who are these people?
He fed Bill Moose. They were the caterers. And it was incredible.
Do you know their names,
but
if anybody was there last night, who were the caterers? If they're from Beatrice,
I'm going to lose it. Okay, I'm going to lose it with you. I just said, I don't know the name of the caterers. And they were so nice. So please text him, but they were so nice. I talked to him
afterwards.
Can
I just say the caterers in Beatrice?
You could text Bill Moose and say, "Hey, what caterers are in Beatrice?"
And they're from Beatrice.
Yes.
Okay.
Farmers, ranchers.
I'm going to guess it was the Actons.
Could have been.
Does that ring a bell?
They have a huge trailer, and it's all I think brisket, pulled pork.
Yeah.
It was incredible meal.
Monday night party. What time did you get home?
What's that? I don't know. Probably 11 something.
Whoa, jeez.
Yeah. I tell you one thing, I was eating pulled pork driving, was that 70? What is that?
77.
77. Absolutely. It was great.
Just whipping on any fat out the window, Bill?
Absolutely. Well, there was no fat.
See?
There was no fat in this meal.
Did you put it on the center console?
What's that? Yeah, center console. And then we talked about that. I go, "Well, if you know Moose so well, where's this book?" He goes, "I know.
Where is this book?"
We told us early July.
It's late August.
He texted the other day and said, "I'm doing the Nebraska chapter right now, which is deep in the book." And he said, "Call me." I never called him back. I didn't call. I need to call him.
What do you mean he's doing the chapter?
He was writing.
So the book's not done.
So it's not done, no.
It's supposed to be published in early July.
Yeah, it's August 28th.
He's a little behind right now.
It's not even close to getting published. If the book's being read, it's being written still.
I mean, as someone who's familiar with people who write books, that's how it goes. I mean, it's always late. Sean's book got delayed a year.
Because of him writing it or because of publishing issues?
Was the book done? They decided we're going to wait a year.
Can anybody from Beatrice texting in? They're a bunch of breakers. They might be podcasters. I don't know that. They listen to it live or not.
I don't. No one has given me the name yet.
But there's a bunch of them that were there. I'm just walking around, just walking through the tables. I just get a better times.
I hear better times.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was fun. Thank you.
Alan's listening, by the way. Gave me a thumbs up. Alan, thumbs up to you, my friend.
Yes.
You're good.
Alan,
man.
You killed it.
I talked to somebody who said Jake's an incredible golfer. I wish I could place who this was. It was in the last 2 days.
Must have been a dream. It can't be real.
No, it was. He was going on and on about
that person.
You'd like to have Alan on the show. He's that nice.
Alan's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, really.
God dang it! Who was this?
He's a good man, Alan from Friend. Alan Brunts, good guy. Thank you, Alan.
Yes, big hoops fan.
Fred.
Mm-hmm. We've gone to some, yeah. Hey, Alan was at the Creed concert too. He went to Creed.
Did he?
Smart man. I didn't see Alan. I saw him post a video. I said, "Alan, I was there also. I didn't see it all."
Hal.
Hal.
Creed.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Egg.
Joey!
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizers, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738egg.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Joey Robinson out in Bertrand.
That looks good on
great thing.
Doing an incredible job.
It looks good.
Yeah, it looks good.
It matches your get-up.
They had some corn that they brought in, that Mike brought in from the field last night. It's like, the corn's 10 feet tall, and the ears looked incredible. Hayes kind of in the barn. He said, we're going to start having some, there'll be some harvesting here in a couple weeks. Chance of harvesting in a couple weeks.
Starting up.
Yeah, starting up. It's time to go. It's go time.
It's go time.
Yeah, beans are not ready yet, guys. Beans could use one more rain.
Is that right?
I feel embarrassed. Yeah. I have no idea when things get harvested and whatnot. I'm from a farm town. I have no idea.
Come on, you know it.
Beatrice is heavy farm.
They do farm.
Yeah. Think about the harvest moon.
I just feel like an idiot most times about it.
You know, kind
of. You could dupe me very easily on, hey, yeah, it's getting, that's what's getting harvested. Oh, sweet.
No, if awesome. Bill said they're harvesting right now, I would say, no, it's a little early.
But I'm saying he could dupe me because I'd say, sure, it sounds right to me. I have no idea.
You wouldn't recognize it's a little early.
No.
When I went around and talked to every table, I would say that 90% were like going, where do you live at? About a mile south. Not a mile and a quarter north. And with everyone's in that area, there wasn't very many people coming from a lot of there was some distance there, but it was fun. And that they have a lounge. They have a lounge in this area. You've seen that, Jake? You've been in the lounge? It's like you're into a complete incredible bar. And with all kinds and of...
That lounge also has a nice upstairs
it's just got
nook,
a vibe.
Too.
Oh, I'm telling you.
There's a nook upstairs, like for wedding reception. That's kind of where the wedding party would reside and get changed
get
up
changed
there.
And get ready. They have it
it's
all.
It's a sweet place.
They have it all.
It's called Countryside?
Countryside Event Center in Beatrice. West Beatrice.
Is it on the side? Is it in the country?
It's in the
country.
On the side, yes.
It's definitely in the country and on the side. 464-5685. Call or text as always. I want to get some audio here from yesterday because we did hear from Dana Holgorsen, John Butler, Dylan Raiola, and several other players also. I want to point this out, though, is that when Holgorsen was speaking, somebody, whoever's in charge of the audio at Huskers.com, had it muted for 5 minutes for everybody, not just us. So Sip was the only person in this room that knows what was said besides what was written in the first 5 minutes because we had
Keith
no audio.
Keith Mann, chime in. What
we
happened?
We had no audio. It was fixed midway through Holgorsen's setting, but the first 5 minutes, we had nothing from sound. Anything that in the first 5 minutes, Sip, that was resonated from Dana Holgorsen yesterday at all?
I didn't break it down that way. Here it is right here, though.
Oh, he said, yeah, nah, we'll get to the good
Didn't
stuff.
Didn't take a notebook. You went with the Wi-Fi password sheet.
Nice. Hey, it works. Okay. It's something.
Yeah, he had the, you know, he was asked about having the jitters. He has jitters every game. He likes this early neutral site game, early on neutral site game because the players like it. No, he didn't say much. I mean, he did say that he liked that the players showed up every day of the 21-day camp, preseason camp, with the notion that there was importance. He liked the focus. But he still doesn't – there's still some things he doesn't know. And you don't – and Bill could address that. He says there's just things you don't know till you're – about certain guys till you're in a game. Like, he talked about the young receivers. Just doesn't know how they'll – like, he didn't say anybody by name, but I'm guessing, like, Cortez Mills. How do you really know until he's in that environment?
Games are different.
Yeah.
They are. Games are different. And so you always have a concern with that. There's no doubt you always have. And then also when they're that young, there's just things that happen out there. If you haven't played much, all of a sudden you just don't have a feel for like that. There's different things happening. They're going to throw different stuff at you.
Right.
I mean, when you prepare, when you're going against each other for all these different, all this time with that, your week goes pretty good. It's like, hey, we understand. I've now the ones would say it's just all, you know, ones versus ones. Well, they went against Rayola and this O-line and this group, mm-hmm. you know, for the camp. Mm-hmm. So you have some, you get a feel for each other. Mm-hmm. This is a whole new thing coming at you now.
Yeah.
I mean, there was some critical, give you an example, defensively, mm-hmm. Iowa State made some critical back end errors, just errors. Dudes running wide open down the field, and they were errors. One was a physical eye violation. One was a bust. That's what you're concerned about. Like that, or just what critical error can happen,
and it goes on offense too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
He talked about. Do you recognize the name Dante Corleone?
He's the star for Cincinnati,
right? He's the nose guard. Yeah, he's the nose guard for Cincinnati. Holgorsen said, "You don't have this sound." He said, "Yeah, he retired our center a couple years ago." He retired our center, and I said, "What do you mean retired your center?" He three and outed us on the first drive by himself. that's what he said. Ugh. I'm well aware of what he's capable of. So you know, those guys inside have a huge challenge. Justin Evans and Litovsky and Spindler and whoever else. Now, the best stuff was probably the Orr discussion.
Yes.
Do you have that by any chance?
I do, yeah.
This was about the Orrs on the depth chart at tackle.
He had two different quotes in this one.
But
he was asked, "Will we see multiple players at left tackle?" This is Dana Holgorsen to that question yesterday at the press conference.
Well, it's kind of what Orr means. I'm not being mean, it's kind of what that means. You know, I mean, it's just we. I mean, we got another practice today. You know, we got another practice tomorrow to kind of just keep plugging away at it. There's some backup receiver spots that I'd say the same thing. You know, there's some guys that. You know, and I think this may have to be a deal where in game I'm going to have to look at some of these young guys at receiver. I'm good with the starters. Those guys are older. They're veterans. They're, you know, Nisaiah, Dane, Ja'Cory, and then Bonner. I mean, those guys, I know what I'm going to get out of them guys. Okay, it's just all the other guys. And I could say the same thing at running back. You know what you're going to get out of Emmett. But the other guys, although they've been practicing really well, what's that look in their eye going to be like? You know, and that's first game stuff. We'll have a lot more answers Friday on what those guys look like, what the lineup settles in at, you know, and where we go from here.
I'm still of the mind, and this is just me, I think Pritchett will start out there first at left tackle.
What, you think he will?
That's my guess. My educated guess, put it that way.
Sounds like inside information. No, you're an insider.
Didn't you feel differently 2 days ago?
Didn't I just say yesterday that I thought?
No, yesterday he said he was going to start. Not to start, but he felt there was a chance that Pritchett was going to. He was very positive on
listen?
Pritchett yesterday.
I thought my ears heard different things.
He was very positive on this. We talked about it. You are an insider, and you work with Sean Callahan. It's also an insider.
I thought
there's something here.
No. My guess. It's my educated guess that Pritchett will be the number one left tackle. But one jump, I bet he's out. I think what Orr means to me is quick hook. That's what it means to me.
Yeah.
the or means don't mess up too much because we got another guy. So that's but we'll see. We'll see. Maybe it's Gunner. It would be either Gunner or Pritchett. I would be shocked if Corcoran is the starting left tackle. He's listed second ahead of Pritchett. I don't subscribe to the notion that those names mean where they're listed with an or means anything, especially in this conversation, obviously. Right tackle, I think it'll be Teddy. But the what Holgorsen also said, and you don't probably have this because I think it fell in the first 5 minutes,
okay,
is that they just have a huge advantage with having five tackles that can play. He said there are legitimately five bodies that we just keep rotating in practice. And he said, I think we've really settled in on the inside three, but the rotation at tackle is something that I've never had the luxury of having. Having five quality guys who can go out there and play is a huge advantage, he says. So that's it. So, yeah, then he was asked, so Nebraska could play multiple players at the tackle spot. And he said, that's kind of what or means.
He did say that's what he said.
So I guess that's what
– not trying to be mean, but that's what he said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What else did he say?
Isaiah Hunter, discussion about Isaiah Hunter.
Was there a discussion?
Yes.
Okay.
Holgorsen on Isaiah Hunter, right, wide receiver.
Yeah, they ended up being exactly what we thought we were getting with them. Okay, so, and Isaiah went through like a week where he was, you know, a little banged up. You know, kind of set him back a little bit, but has really came on here in the last week. I just see him as I just go back to watching the Cal video. I mean, the game day stuff was pretty good. I don't know what the practice stuff looked like, but the game day stuff was pretty good. And so when you put him in those positions to, you know, make plays, you know, when we're counting on, I feel very confident he'll be able to do that.
I have a question that my mom would ask. I have those kind of questions sometimes when a coach says something. I always want to, Bill, you need to chime in on this. When he says stuff like that, I always want to say, wait. So you can't see a player in another team's practice? You can't get access to that film or anything?
There's sometimes players that go into the portal have access to some practice film that might be available.
If there
is some form of a, you know, giving an example, someone's departing a team and they're trying to help him depart, and if there's practice film that'd be available, that's not illegal to share that and say, but usually you don't share a lot of things.
You can see, do you see what you need to see in games?
Yeah, and usually the practice film comes from those that are in the transfer portal that didn't play much. It's like, well, I don't have much film.
I'm not making a big deal. I was just wondering.
Yeah, but it's not a huge deal. But yeah, it's what you see in games. That's why people get enamored with the portal. It's like, hey, I get to watch this guy play in whatever SEC, Big 12, wherever conference he's in. I get to watch him play, and he's playing. So we have a lot of he's played a lot, you get a lot of film to watch. So it's a great evaluation.
So the other thing, Jake, they announced Blackshirts last night. You can get into Butler in a second. I didn't hear Butler. I heard one thing. I just heard a little bit.
You just left, departed?
Yeah. So just so you know how the
It was a long conference.
How the baloney's made. No, it wasn't that.
So yes. Tell us how the baloney's made. Yeah.
I've never heard that before. You just how the sausage is made.
Or hot dog, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've never heard the bologna.
That's a new one to me.
It is new. Okay, thank you.
New phrases on this show.
New phrases. So not sausage, not hot dogs,
bologna. So I go straight to another video, a Husker Online video after the press conference, and we have a set time. And if you jack around too much, I'm late, and then it gets to be a big problem in the network. So I got to write while people are talking. I didn't hear much. So Holgorsen spoke. Then I just scurry to the back of the room and write so I can get done. So it's just something, you know. I didn't hear the players either. I just kind of hear them in the background, and I pick up little snippets. But it's not ideal. It's not an ideal situation, but it is what it is. They did announce Blackshirts yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Were you aware of this?
Yes.
Were you? Are you being truthful?
Butler said he was going to announce them that day, like the 11 or 12 Blackshirts.
Yes.
That's what he said in the press conference.
Yeah, it was odd because there was 10 black shirts pictured. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And they were – It was Javon Wright, Sierre Wright, Buford, Hartzog, Singleton, Marshall, Andrew, Linhart, McCullough, Judy, Watson, Trent. 10. No Vincent Shavers, which that surprises me, although he's got his hamstring, some kind of hamstring issue.
Another thing that pops up there is that single-digit numbers, Riley Van Poppel.
Yeah, Poppel, not
a black shirt. Like, not a starter in terms of depth chart. He's behind Judy, and he's not a black shirt despite being a single-digit.
Yeah, I don't want to dive into this because I never do. I'm always kind of like, don't. It's the black shirts, though, so I think we should. Keona Davis not in there either. So I don't.
Projected starter, Keona Davis.
Yeah, so there's something. Maybe he just was unavailable for the picture.
I don't know. You have no idea.
Yeah, I know. I've never gotten
into Keona Davis. I've not heard his name much during camp.
Agreed.
Keona Davis?
Might be good or might be bad. Sometimes you're hearing someone's name, and sometimes it's things aren't going well. So I have no idea what's good or bad. I just haven't heard his name much.
I think the key is he is listed number one, so I think he was fine. I haven't heard anything to suggest he had a bad camp. Honestly, I've heard mixed reports on Van Poppel, but he's got a single digit. Like Jake pointed out. I don't know. To me, it doesn't, it'll be explained at some point and I don't lose sleep over it.
Good.
Yeah.
We want to protect your sleep, Sip. We really do.
Yeah.
Watching out for you.
I don't have, so Butler, as far as Butler
goes.
We'll
get to Butler at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. I heard him say, Bill, this would resonate with Bill. One thing I heard him say that really made sense to me is he tells the guys, don't make this more than it is. You're going to Arrowhead. It's going to be packed. It's going to be a big atmosphere, but it's just a football game. You're just playing football. Yeah. Don't make it more than it is.
Yeah, that won't be a. And plus, when you have an easy trip like this, it helps. And your trip is very easy. Not getting on a plane and stuff is way easier than all the stuff you have to go through security, all the things. You just get on a bus and it's 2.5 hour drive or whatever it is, and you're there at the hotel and away you go.
Yeah,
and I do think I think Holgerson said that the kids really enjoy it. Like as far as like fandom, I'm not a fan. I don't like the neutral site games at all.
Oh, you don't?
It had nothing to do with them. Because what's exciting about this year? Texas at Ohio State.
Yeah. Not that neutral
Notre
site.
Notre Dame at Miami.
Would you agree, though, this isn't kind of, it's technically neutral site, but there's going to be 70,000 Nebraska fans.
Still a neutral site. I'm just not, so it was supposed to be in Indiana, and then it turned out, in Indianapolis, right?
Yes.
And so they just turned out, finally what happened was, it's like, hey, here's the deal. No one from Cincinnati is going to the game. Nebraska probably would have taken maybe 20,000 fans, which have been a lot of fans. So there would have been maybe 30,000
like
fans there. And finally, Cincinnati would go, hey, listen, we can make more money and go to Kansas City. Yes, let's do it, because it's also better for our kids to be in front of a crowd like that. So the neutral site games, no, I'm out on them as far as a fan, because these games you see right now, whoa. Alabama's going to Florida State. When you turn those TVs
that's
on,
that's awesome.
Because the neutral site, I've done them before, and it's not.
I like Dublin.
Yeah,
that's neutral.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
That was fun.
100%. 100.
By the way, programming note: Rudy has informed me he has not given up on Tony Pike, former Cincinnati quarterback. We might talk to Tony on Thursday on the show. Game day preview from Cincinnati.
That'd be nice.
Be perfect.
Yeah, like to try to talk to.
What's the first question I'm going to ask him? Tony Moe said that he knows no one that's coming to the game. Do you know anyone that's coming to the game? That's what
besides
I want to know.
Besides yourself.
Because right now Moe Ager. Yeah, said no. Right now it's just me.
Moe Ager, he's Cincinnati-based ESPN guy.
Yeah, afternoon radio host, yes.
He literally knows nobody.
Nobody coming to the game.
Has that changed in the week that we've talked
about? There's going to be a small group of parents there, it sounds like. So if you see him, be cordial.
Be nice to him.
To Mo.
They're by themselves.
You see Mo, especially because he was tremendous on the interview.
He was.
Before
Before we get to break, if you are hungry this morning for breakfast, brunch, or lunch, a place to stop in downtown Lincoln is where, Bill?
The Bird.
Early Bird, 19th.
Not late.
Stop by for
Moderate Bird.
Breakfast,
nope.
Tacos, pancakes, waffles, French toast. All the likes for breakfast, brunch, and lunch from 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. every single day. 7 days a week they're open.
I'm going to lunch there Thursday.
No, you're not.
I'm going to lunch there Thursday, yes.
Game day?
Game day, yes.
And how much were you?
It has nothing to do with game day, but I am going there.
How much will parking cost you, Bill?
It'll be a big zero.
Nothing.
A Nathan.
Nada.
And they are spot and a halves like that.
It's a big spot.
When you get out like that, and they're not going, oh, I wonder if I'm going to bump this other car. Not over there. Jamie Burrow handled it. Thank you.
No Haschell?
No world famous?
And I'm flustered.
Yeah. And the world famous Haschell!
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 Fight 19.
Jake, what happened?
I don't know. I saw Jake. A comment and got flustered right here.
Did you get flustered?
I'm sorry. We did it, though.
About Bill Moose's book?
The book is bothering me. Is it written or not? I don't understand.
A lot of it's written. I can tell you that.
We thought it was early July date, but
that was one book. I was excited
losing
about
sleep
it.
Over it. The book will come out in due time.
I want to read it. When we come back, Hard Knocks came to Nebraska last night. We'll discuss that next in an early break on the ticket.
How do I miss them?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.